Thomas Aquinas, in 90 Minutes, continued.
Disc 2.
In other aspects, Aquinas's philosophy is largely realistic. Like Aristotle, he was inclined to adopt an empirical approach. Our knowledge derives basically from our experience. Aquinas's approach was famously described by the flamboyant early 20th century Catholic writer G.K. Chesterton as organized common sense. This is, of course, ludicrous, but appears less so if we view Aquinas in light of his time. In the 13th century, many Aristotelian ideas had been accepted for so long that they were looked upon as common sense. It was common sense that the sun went round the earth, for instance. Other Aristotelian notions may appear less plausible, but it is still possible to understand how they seemed utterly convincing in their time. For example, it was common sense that the world consisted ultimately of earth, air, fire, and water. This is, of course, rubbish backed by neither experience nor experiment. It is pure conjecture. But it takes on much more force if, like Aristotle and the medievalists, you regarded the world from a qualitative point of view. Then the constituents of the world could easily be seen as a blend of such qualities. After all, our actual experience of the world through our senses is basically qualitative. Sweet, sour, hot, cold, bright. Earth, air, fire, and water are merely deductions from these premises. Such was the world view that Aquinas accepted from Aristotle, the paradigm or mindset that was characteristic of medieval philosophy. Its limitations become apparent only when compared with the mindset we have chosen to adopt. This is essentially quantitative. Instead of seeing in terms of qualities, we prefer to see in terms of measurement. This is the main reason why medieval mathematics was regarded as fundamentally abstract, whereas ours describes everything from subatomic particles to the farthest reaches of the universe. The quantitative approach, too, had its origins in ancient Greece. Democritus said the world was made up of indivisible atoms. Archimedes applied mathematics to practical problems such as levers, pulleys, and hydrostatics. But this approach was disregarded by the Aristotelian tradition. Its readoption around the time of the Renaissance marked the beginnings of modern science. Yet it is worth reiterating that the quantitative is not the only approach. The medieval mindset may appear quaint to our world of quantum physics and black holes, but our approach is not without its flaws. And some of these were not apparent in the medieval paradigm.